Heyo gamers, I'm Chuck.
I'm Justin.
And this is
The Fold.
Episode 26.
26.
The haiku episode.
Scoundrels.
Of haikus. Of boon haikus. A lot of haiku talk today. So let's get right into the haiku talk.
Yeah, you want to start with that?
Yeah, why not? We already mentioned it.
Okay.
So here we go. We had a lot of bookkeeping today.
Yes.
Bookkeeping item number one, haiku.
We are going to be doing a contest.
We are. Why? Because I have an extra Catherine statuette.
Yes.
We have an extra Catherine statuette. I'm not going to say how we got that, but let's just say we have one.
We are looking forward to giving away a Catherine statuette.
Now.
Under one condition.
People might not know what a Catherine statuette is.
Yes.
It's about 6 to 8 inches tall, 3D printed.
Beautifully printed.
Full color statue of Catherine. It's pretty badass.
You know what? Let's post. I'm going to make a post on Twitter.
Fact.
With the actual statuette again.
Sure.
Just so that if you don't know what it looks like, it'll be right there.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, it's awesome. So they've done these statuettes. They're limited print runs.
We don't know how many actual heroes they've done them for.
No, we don't.
We have a few.
We do. We have a couple, and they give them out at the events. They gave them out at PAX East last year, and they were generous to give us a couple at the San Francisco event.
Yep.
And with all that, the shakedown, we have a Catherine, and we want to give it away because not everybody can go to those events, and we love our fans.
And I'm not even sure how many people actually have those statuettes to begin with.
Yeah. So we're going to give somebody one.
You.
Yeah. Now we'll ship it anywhere in the world.
Yep.
Fact. So we're very generous.
Yes.
But you got to do something for us.
And here's the contest.
Right. We would like for you to write a haiku.
A haiku about what?
Vainglory or the Fold podcast.
Okay. And for those that don't know what a haiku necessarily is, can you explain it?
I can. A haiku contains 17 syllables. It's 3 lines. And the syllable breakdown is 5-7-5.
All right.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
I have an example. You want an example?
Sure.
This is one of my favorite haikus. I found it today on the internet. It's by American author Richard Wright. White caps on the bay. A broken signboard banging in the April wind. Thank you. That was good, right?
So that was 3 lines.
3 lines.
Syllable breakdown was 5-7-5.
Correct.
Okay.
3 lines, 5-7-5. Now listen, if you submit a haiku and it doesn't follow that structure, eliminated. You're not getting put in the contest.
It is also this is a really big point to make too. Most haikus don't rhyme. It's not like poems. It's not poetry. Some of them do.
They can.
Most of them don't.
Look, if DMX wants to submit a haiku, I'm gonna accept it. Right? Okay.
The other thing too that you have to do to be a part of this contest is this is going to be a contest that's going to primarily be held on Twitter.
Correct.
And in order for it to be submitted into this, there are two parts.
Two parts. First part.
One part is that you have to be following the Fold podcast on Twitter.
You must click the follow button on the Fold podcast to be eligible to win this contest.
And the second part is that after the haiku, or anywhere in the post.
Somewhere in the post.
Is hashtag Fold Haiku.
Hashtag Fold Haiku.
Yes.
So two parts. Follow the Fold podcast on Twitter. If you're already following, you're halfway home.
Mm-hmm.
Part two, hashtag Fold Haiku. Hashtag FOLDHAIKU. Fold Haiku.
Can I give a Fold specific haiku?
You got one?
Yeah, I do.
Dude, Justin just jots random haikus. This is why we came up with this contest. Go ahead.
First thing I do is follow the Fold podcast.
Yep.
And then I write my post.
Did you do it already?
Oh, Catherine Stunbug. How I hated you in game. Get over here, Vox.
That's going to be tough to beat.
Hashtag Fold Haiku.
That is going to be tough to beat. You just set the bar extremely high.
And that's it.
But you're not eligible to win.
No.
Because you're a member of the Fold podcast.
Shucks.
Right. So I can't win and you can't win, but that is a hell of a good haiku.
So, and that's it. We're going to be keeping track of, we're going to be searching for the hashtag Fold Haiku.
Right. So, tell them again what they need to do. I want to pound this into their heads. Go ahead, because it's going to get messed up.
On Twitter, follow the Fold Podcast, at the Fold Podcast. write your haiku, 3 lines, 575, about Vainglory or about and/or about the Fold podcast, and then make sure that somewhere in the post is hashtag Fold Haiku.
So this can be funny, it can be serious. We're going to take all entries, and then between the two of us, we're going to have a fist fight, and we're going to figure out who won. Now, we need to have these in dated on Twitter by September 3rd.
Yes, the final day for submissions will be September 3rd.
So you have roughly 3 weeks.
Ending September 3rd? It's midnight
gonna,
September 3rd? Or is it...
It's going to end midnight September 3rd, so that's the second... No, let's go midnight, 12:01 September 4th.
Sure, sure.
So you have a full day Thursday, all of the 3rd.
And that's the final day for submissions. All right.
If the stamp is on the 3rd, you're in. If you're following the Fold podcast and it has hashtag Fold Haiku.
Perfect.
You will win a Catherine statuette.
And just to say once more, we'll be shipping it internationally.
I will ship this anywhere in the world. I want someone to get this.
Yes.
Someone that doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So I'm excited to start reading these. Everybody get them out there. You got 3 weeks. Hashtag Fold Haiku.
Pump it up.
Yeah. All right. Hey, you know what I want to talk about is I placed an order on Amazon. This is kind of related. And I needed the filler to get the free shipping.
Sure.
So I threw in these things called Magic Fiber, right? My screen is always filthy, like yours is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, it drives you crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So I just got these things. They come in a pack of like six. It was like $8. These things are amazing. I gave you one.
You did, gracefully.
And?
I tried it right now. It's like two swipes and the whole thing's clear.
Yeah, it's like phenomenal. You can wash them. So it's magicfiber.com. You can find it on Amazon. These are great.
You and I have a lot of these high fiber cloths because, let's be real, we play one game of Vainglory and it's like, like the screen is like...
This is the best one I own. Far and away the best one I own. Usually you get them free, like people get them free as swag.
Right, right.
And those are fine. They work. This is like the next level. So I wanted to hype it a little bit.
They're cheap too. I was surprised when you told
me. Yeah, they're very cheap. There's no affiliation. We don't get anything from it. I just thought as iOS users or Android users, everyone's always looking to clean their screen. If you're shopping on Amazon, throw in Magic Fiber.
They're good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. More bookkeeping. Communication.
Oh, yeah.
In-game communication, it's key. Around on it. We're big on it. We've always been big on it. Well, not at the very beginning.
Maybe not you.
Maybe not you. You've been anti-mumble.
Mumble's great.
Okay, that's fine. This isn't a mumble discussion.
No.
Here's what I want to say. We play with a lot of fans all the time. So if you're online and you see us, we would love for you to have either Mumble, and if you see me online and you have Mumble, I will send you our server settings, jump in and we'll chat and play, or Discord. Now, Discord is kind of new, and it's in beta, and it's a little more tricky to use because you have to put the link in on your home computer.
Because it's in beta, you have to do a lot of it on the computer as well. You can't set it up on mobile. You have to set it up on the computer. But once it's all done and set up, you're free to go.
It's awesome. Once it's all done and set up, this is a really powerful app. And we have a Fold server, and the link for our Fold server is stickied to the top of our band. If you go to band, you can get the link for the Discord app.
Sure. Do you happen to know what the link is?
Off the top of my head, no. It's like a ridiculous, like...
Okay.
Yeah, there's no like Fold server at discord.com. There's nothing like that. It's like a link that I had to generate.
Okay.
And it's a permanent link. So I put it in the Discord, in the band app. It's headed the Discord link and you click on that on your computer. It's got to be in your computer and it'll open up the Fold server and then you'll be part of it. And that's it.
Perhaps we should put that link on our Twitter page as well.
I think I have and I could throw it out there again. But sure. Those are two ways that you can play with us and chat with us. And that's what we really want to do. We want to talk to you guys and not only just for strategic reasons, but just to, you know, we don't get a chance to communicate with you guys the way people do on Twitch.
Right. And we love to play games with you and be able to talk with you while we're playing.
They're both free downloads, Discord and Mumble. Now, I know people use Skype and those other things. The two that we're going to focus on is Discord and Mumble.
And not for nothing, too, Discord has some top quality audio, correct?
Yeah, the quality is pretty good. I've only really just been using it for the last couple of weeks. I know a lot of Twitch streamers are using it. The whole Vainglory community is kind of going mental with this thing.
And here's where I want to go with this, too.
Yeah, bring this up.
Because cross-pollination.
Yeah, this is key for this app.
I think what you showed me a couple minutes ago, your setup with Discord on your home computer. And immediately I saw Exceptions, DZ, Shin. I saw all these well-known people that are in the VG community, streamers or otherwise. And they all had their own Discord pages. And the organization in which you can jump in and instantly start talking on a server is two clicks away, not even.
It's one or two clicks. You can throw a chat message up. Does somebody want to play? You can see who's online. You can jump into all different rooms. You know, private rooms. We have a room for the foldlings. Jump in and use it. We don't care if we're on, we're not. Right. Use it. It's there. Use it. Everybody should be using it.
Right.
You can set up private rooms on your server. So like Brian Glory has a server. Shin has a server. Vainglory has a server. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And what's happening is we're all kind of cross-pollinating. So like real quick, we can just jump into a server with somebody.
It's one of the most direct lines to be able to connect with all of these other people in the community.
Yeah,
right?
So for a beta app, it's very impressive. I'm very excited to see where it goes. There's some hurdles to get through to get it set up. But once you have it set up and you've spent a little time with it, it's very, very elegant. It's really nice to use. I still like Mumblefy on iOS. I use that all the time as well. Either one, I will chat with you. I have the Mumble settings saved to a passcode like on the iOS chat. So I just type like !mum and it throws out all the server settings in the port. Like I don't have to retype it over and over. So,
right.
But I wanted to talk about that because it keeps coming up and it's come up in the past. So like people jump on and I'm like, oh, chat. And they're like, oh, I don't have an app or I don't have this installed. So go install it now. And then when you go to play, the people out there are doing it. They're on Mumble, they're on Discord, and it's so easy and so free. And it really blows the game open.
Heyo.
When you got somebody shot calling, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is that all my bookkeeping?
Nope. You want to talk about Extra Life.
Oh, goodness. Jeez, I forgot about the most important one.
Kind of important.
Okay. So Extra Life. Extra Life is a charity organization set up a few years ago, grassroots, to raise money for Children's Miracle Network. I started doing this in 2011. I did it for 3 years. I missed last year for some personal reasons. I couldn't participate, but I want to be back stronger than ever this year. And I want to use the power of this podcast to help do this. So what we do is we're going to raise money here at the Fold Podcast for Boston's Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do. I'm very, very excited. I really feel like this community is going to step up huge. Here's what you need to do. There's two ways you can participate. The first way, which is the way I would prefer, is you set up an Extra Life page, which you're going to do because you haven't done it yet, Justin.
Yep.
So you're going to set up an Extra Life page, and then you're going to try and raise money, okay?
Fundraising money.
Fundraising. So we're going to game for 24 hours straight. We're going to start at 5 a.m. on either on a Saturday or Sunday, depending on our schedules, probably Saturday, and we're going to go for 24 hours.
In October.
In October. The date is not set yet. Okay. We still have some scheduling things we're trying to work out. We're going to go 24 hours. We've spoken to Super Evil. They're on board for support. So we're hoping to have a whole bunch of support from them. I've talked to some streamers. We have some support with them. And they're going to be kicking off their own Extra Life campaigns.
Right.
So we're hoping to get some of the games we play streamed. I'm hoping to have people come and hang out. Maybe we can get a location with Wi-Fi and have sort of a meetup for a few hours in the middle of the day.
Right.
All different things, ideas we have floating around. You need to get signed up. So if you sign up, after you sign up, you need to join the Fold Podcast team. And you just search for teams, the Fold Podcast, and you join.
Yep.
Then any donations you get roll up to the Fold Podcast. And as a team, we want to try and make some money for the Boston Children's Hospital.
As a collective fundraiser,
As a collective. So I've got my own page. I'm going to be raising funds. You've got a page. You're going to be raising funds. Yep. I'm going to kick your ass. It's not even going to be close.
And then the other way that they can get involved.
There's a second way you can get involved. If you don't have the time or the resources to start a fundraiser and all that goes into it to raise the funds, you can simply donate to one of us.
Right.
Donate to either Justin or the or Chuck. I'm Chuck the Fold on Extra Life. So it's extra-life.org. Extralife.org. This is a great charity, guys. This is really, really something that means a lot to me, and I'm super excited to get going on this. So yeah, Extra Life. It's only like 6 weeks away, dude. It's coming fast.
However, we want to start plugging it now.
Yeah.
Start generating, getting the ball rolling.
Yep, it's out there. So we've already set up the page. We have a full podcast page. You're going to start seeing links in the Twitter feed on Band.
Yep.
This is going to start to ramp up for us now. You know, I don't think we've asked for a lot in the past, but I think that this is a worthy cause.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I know friends and family personally that have been in very dire situations, and Boston Children's Hospital has done amazing, amazing things.
Yes.
And this is a program that I can really get behind.
Now, in the past, you've done things such as board gaming and whatnot as well. Too.
Mostly, so yeah, mostly board gaming. So I've done 24 hours of board gaming. There's a local game store that hosts an event, and there's, you know, anywhere from 20 to 30 people there, and I go and play board games, and it, you know, it's fun. I mean, look, it's great. I mean, I get to play games, but at the end of the day, it's really about, you know, raising money for the hospital. So
I'm extremely excited. This is my first chance to be a part of Extra Life.
Yep.
Like actually being a part, like joining a team, being a part of it. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, we are
going
to play 24 hours of VG.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We're going to get some people to stop by. We're going to bang this out. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So extra-life.org, search for the Fold podcast, join our team, help us raise money to reach our goal. All right.
Do we have a goal set? Should
it is
say
set.
That?
It's on there. Okay. Yeah, it's on there. And we're going to crush it.
Okay.
That's what I believe. I believe we're going to crush it. And like I said, Super Evil has reached out to us and we've had discussions with them. They're going to help support. I'm not sure how that support's going to come. Maybe we can get some prize support. Maybe we get some ice. Maybe we get some things to top donators, things like that. I'm sure already I've spoken to some Twitch streamers. So some of this stuff will be broadcast. We can do some shoutcasting, all types of things I'm going to try and plan out.
And over the course of the next couple of weeks, as it gets closer to us, we'll have all these developments. We'll have more information on.
Yeah, we're going to have more and more details, but I want to get it out there now. So check it out. Don't wait. Join up.
Yep.
Help Boston Children's Hospital and the Children's Miracle Network. That is that. That is. Thank you for reminding me of that. I forgot all about that.
No problem.
Okay. Do you want me to read another haiku?
Do you have one?
No. I could read the same one again. That is really good. All right. Let's see. So that's all the bookkeeping. Have you been playing any games?
Yeah. Since I've been weaving my tier two Catherine skin, I'm like Catherine all day, every day.
Got that beautiful Auburn Catherine skin.
I burned all the cards I had.
Yep.
You know what's funny? I had to burn two Catherine legendary cards to have enough to craft.
All right, I'm not going to get into that card debate that's been going around.
No, there's no debate.
Yeah,
it's however much you play and.
Yeah, I play the hell out of that Ringo skin.
Right,
I love that.
It's worth it.
It's cool having a fun skin.
It's worth for those skins.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot. I've been playing a lot of Glaive. Back on him, he's just super fun. He's like Scarf. Like he's got this kind of goofy mechanic that no one else has.
Well,
and you can go through walls and punt people, and it's just kind of fun.
A Glaive with 20 stacks can do some serious. A Glaive with 20 stacks and a fair amount of crit chance.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, he's scary good. He's got the most base health in the game, right? And he's fun. So I've been playing a lot of him almost exclusively, and then Catherine, obviously, she's legit.
Yeah, you know what? I'm playing a lot of Crystal Power Vox as well.
Oh,
Crystal Power Vox. It's funny because with all the patches that are going on, it seems like Vox is kind of in a place right now where they don't even know what to do with him because it's like weapon power, Crystal Power, weapon power. It's like kind of like a hot potato with where do we want Vox right now?
Is he the best character in the game?
No, I'd say not after the changes that he had because Resonance now is a much more of a huge part of his kit.
Yeah.
In order for you to start,
so who beats him though? I struggle to place someone above him.
You know what, dude? What in terms of a laner?
No, everything.
Who beats
the full
him?
Package?
Well, in terms of a laner, who beats Vox? I find that Ringo is a better matchup against Vox.
Not 1v1. I'm talking about who is the best character overall. All things being equal. Who's the best character in the game?
Yeah,
strongest character?
You can't say that because they're all like the point of having a MOBA is that
Well, they try, they shoot for balance, but
all of these characters are supposed to be balanced in their own contexts.
So there's, even if they're perfectly balanced, there's still one that's going to be ranked higher.
So who would you say?
And the margin between the 15 may be smaller. That's what they want to do. They want to reduce the margin so that there's almost no
margin.
So
you just said, not in a 1v1 sense, you said who is the best
overall? Who has the best kit? Who has the best everything? Who has the best ability to always come out on top?
Are you saying Vox?
Vox is really powerful, dude. He's got it all. We've talked about it before. He's got the silence. He's got the
blink.
The blink. They're fixing that. It's not as powerful as it was, but he's got a full, complete kit. I'd put Ringo close to the top too.
See, I put Glaive very close to the top.
Wow, and it's funny you don't see a lot of Glaive.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. It's funny that you put him up there. Okay. So that's an interesting debate. You know what I saw this morning twice was Weapon Power Celeste.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't understand why I saw that in two separate games. Am I missing something?
Explain a little bit more. When you say Weapon Power Celeste, was it Tornado Trigger and then a bunch of attack, Weapon Power? Or
yeah.
What kind of context?
It was all red. Tension Bow, Iron Sword, like all red.
I've seen that only a few times, and I like to feel that because your auto attacks light them up. Like they can't run away in the bushes. So if you keep pounding them with auto attacks, they'll always be lit up no matter where they are. Yeah. In bushes, running away, all that stuff. I've seen it a couple times. It's not as effective, obviously, as Crystal Power.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we both love her in the jungle, so.
No, but you know what? But those are the things that keep the meta fresh.
Yeah, I guess. It's interesting to see. I'm like, oh, fantastic. She's not Crystal. This is great. I actually had to sell a light shield that I had bought just assuming she was Crystal.
And that's those assumptions.
It just cost me $125, but whatever. I mean, it's still
early,
easy
early
to
game. That $120
her.
Kind of it makes a difference,
yeah,
right?
You I know, guess. So. I guess.
But all like right. Those are the type of things. That's why I love. That's why I love these types of games because the meta will always change. Maybe Weapon Power Celeste will be a thing at some point. Probably not. Maybe
so,
it will.
So me, I bought the light shield, and then I always go back to the base, and when at some point when I'm shopping, I check the scoreboard. So you, if people don't know, you can check the scoreboard and you can see what your team is building and what the enemy team is building.
In real time.
So I do that because I enjoy counter building. It's a big part of the game for me. But I look down and I had bought Light Shield because Celeste, Scarf, there's a few people that are just always Crystal. Mm-hmm. And Light Shield is a great investment for 250, especially early game, like you said. I look down, she's Weapon Power, I had to sell it. This brings up kind of what we're going to talk about today. Because had I not checked the scoreboard, had I not been aware of what was going on in the game, like kind of game awareness, I would have kept that light shield. And it adds shield, but not as effectively as armor would be in that situation.
So let's make this a trademarked exclusive full pro tip.
What's that?
How often do you do this? When you are going back to the shop, so many times I just click the shop button.
Yeah.
I look at my gold as I'm going back, I'm recalling. I know that I'm fairly certain that no one's going to try to hit me or stop my back mm-hmm. animation. I instantly hit the shop.
Yep.
However, a lot more often now, I'm hitting the scoreboard first
yeah.
to see what I can counter build first, and then I shop.
Yeah, we talked about it in an old episode, and you said sometimes you'll buy something and then have to sell it because you don't hit the scoreboard or you forget to. I try to remember to hit the scoreboard first. I try to hit the scoreboard if I'm auto-attacking a jungle minion or they're not around, just to make sure I know kind of generally what they're going to build. And again, there are certain characters, and I don't want to be, this isn't a counter-building episode, but there are certain characters that are always blue, always red.
Yep.
And you can kind of, you know, base like, oh, I'm going to see Koshka. I usually try to get boots because I know I'm going to need to be fast to either catch her or get away.
And those are the assumptions. Like, okay, Koshka can be really fast. I need speed to be able to match Koshka. But I'm talking about during the 5 seconds of your backing animation, in those idle seconds, two menus, scoreboard yep. first and then the shop.
Yep.
And it'll help you out.
Yep.
It's helped me out more times I can probably say, and I'm sure it is for you too.
Yeah, and like those items that are specific counter builds, you know, you throw a light shield against a Celeste or a Scarf, and like you get that extra sustain that's going to maybe win a team fight. So yep. those matter. But that's game awareness, and that's what we wanted to kind of talk about today.
Yeah.
So not map awareness, not strictly counter building, but just game awareness. Like, kind of knowing what's going on in the game. And it's overwhelming to a new player. There's a lot going on.
It is the in-game equivalent to reading the room.
Okay.
And the difference between map awareness is knowing where they are, and game awareness is knowing like where, like, should I be invading? Should I be inspecting it? Should I be expecting an invade?
So you say game awareness is knowing where they are?
Game awareness is knowing what you should be doing at this point, what you should be preparing for, and what you should be expecting or getting ready to do.
Yep.
You know, I think in the basic term, like in a very, very basic sense, when gold mine is getting full, right before it says gold mine is filling up, getting ready to try to make a play and get that gold mine.
Sure. Or if you already own it and it's almost full, grabbing a candy.
Yep. Exactly.
Can help you maintain and possession of it.
I see so much of that more because that gold miner hits like a truck.
He does. So, I mean, and they won't solo it if you grab candy.
Yeah.
I've yet to see that.
Yep. Or I mean, another thing too is if that gold mine is full and you don't see a single enemy on the map and you know that they're alive, they're probably waiting waiting for you to come to, like, that's game awareness.
Well, I think, you know, I think some of that's map awareness, but I think I think map awareness falls into game awareness.
Everything complements each other. Yeah. Those two definitely do.
Yeah. So other things in the game, like you talked about objectives and we've talked about that before, knowing when you get the ace or when you kill one enemy, which enemy that is. If you kill their carry and all that's left is two supports, you can probably go get the gold miner.
Yeah, or do some really aggressive pushing onto the
Push into their jungle. Or if you're jungling and you look up and see that their two junglers are up in the lane, invade.
So
if your laner doesn't need help.
I want to break this down a little bit more here.
Yep. There's a lot here.
There's a lot here, and I don't want us to start kind of glossing over things. So the easiest way for me when I play, and I'm jungling, I'm usually in the jungle. The easiest way for me to try to get a sense of game awareness is to look at the lane. Whether, and really, really basic, if the enemy laner is there or if they're not.
So now, look at the lane. How do you do that? So, let's break it down like we used to.
Really, I mean, honestly, I'm looking at the map.
Okay, specifically, you put your finger onto the mini map and you can see any part of the map while you're playing.
And sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But what I'm talking about, like in a real, as I'm clearing camps, whether I'm support or jungler, looking and seeing if there are any enemy laners there.
By putting your finger on the mini map.
Or not sometimes. Sometimes it's just really quick to kind of check to see if they're there or not and just hold on.
Like, how are you checking to see? This is what I'm not understanding.
By taking my eyes and putting it at the top right corner of my iPad.
So look at the mini map. So you either look at the mini map to see if you see any of the enemy,
or you put
your finger on the mini map to scan the map.
Yes.
I know you're saying it like, but don't assume people know what you mean when you say, I check. I check to see if they're in the lane. There's ways that you can do that.
So there are so many times when I'm playing and my laner kills the enemy laner. I ping good job, I do great, and then I immediately start pinging for let's invade.
Yep.
Because simple's number game, like a simple number
game. 3v2 now.
3v2, that enemy laner's respawning. We have three, they have two. Our laner, if we start pinging for a group ping down south in their jungle, we now have the numbers game to kind of to push them out of their jungle and start taking some camps.
Sure. I'll give you another one. So game awareness. If I'm a laner, I do this a lot with you. I'm Ringo. When I'm going to shop at the jungle, I let you know. I either tell you on speak or I put my on the way there. Ping. And my expectation is that you're going to rotate, your jungle rotation is going to now come to protect me. But you bring up another point too, because at this point, it's perfect for us to invade.
Because you're already down.
I'm already down there. Yep. So that's sort of game awareness, right?
Right.
Like take advantage of the fact, like one, protect your laner. And two, take advantage of the fact that everybody's there. Let's go party in their jungle.
Because the time it takes, the 2 or 3 seconds it's going to take their enemy laner to get down there to the fight's already halfway over. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's go party over there. My girl likes to party all the time.
Understanding those opportunities, like those are the things about game awareness. Sometimes they make or break the game. Sometimes they can, we've had plenty of times where we that exact moment happens where you're coming down to shop. And we go on the invade, and then it doesn't work out, and now we're on the defensive because that was a bad invade.
Sure, sure. You know? Yeah, no, game awareness. And it's a complicated, it takes time playing with people and communicating to figure a lot of this out.
There are a few things. It definitely takes time. It definitely takes you kind of learning and understanding the game. It also, a lot of it too, is you can set up those moments. If you know how, you can set up those moments. Like I love playing with supports in the jungle, like jungle supports who before it gets to that moment where we decide whether or not we're going to start invading their jungle, they're creeping over on their side of the jungle and placing scout traps by those camps to know when they come up, to know when they respawn. Because sometimes we invade and there's no camp there, mm-hmm. and we're twiddling our thumbs.
Sure.
Because there's no heroes, sure. and there's no camps.
Yep. I love vision. Give me the vision.
And setting up those moments, like four later on, like those, that's part of game awareness too.
Sure. Yep. Absolutely. One of the things I want us to talk about is I had another friend that started playing, not Maxo, who's like completely bonkers for the game now. He plays so much. It's awesome.
None of my friends will play.
But this is a guy that's brand new to MOBAs, brand new to Vainglory. He'd been playing. We finally synced up where we could play. I jumped in the game. And as soon as we started playing online, I realized, mistake. I should have gone into a bots match. He wants to learn, right? He wants to know everything. And you just don't, you forget how little a new player knows. So we walked out of the base. He had Iron Guard. Do you understand how Iron Guard works? He goes, no, but it's a recommended item. I buy it. But he didn't know how it worked. So we spent a few minutes explaining how that worked. And now it starts to, that bit makes sense to him, mm-hmm. right? Oh, we're sharing money. We're sharing experience. I'm getting a little health boost. But it's, so like, I get frustrated when I'm in games with people that don't know how to use Iron Guard. But then I have these moments where it's like, hey, wait a second. We got into this to help people. Right. So right. game awareness for someone
That's
like
exactly
that.
What I was thinking too.
So game awareness for someone like that is a huge proposition. Like we say, oh, the map is tiny. You know what's going on all the time. But you know what? If you're a brand new player, the map is huge. You have no idea where the travel paths are, where someone is in a bush. I played a game with a Kroll the other day. He was very good at, he kept baiting my teammates out and leading them into a bush where his two teammates were waiting. And like, he did it to me once, but my teammates got suckered in by that move like four times. And right. I'm like pinging, don't chase him in there. This is a trap.
Right, right.
You know, and again, I think we get frustrated, but playing with, and his IGN, his brother, Raph, capital B, capital R, A-F-F. But playing with brother Raph, like, it's like this wake up call. Like, there are still new people out there getting thrown into casual, you know, that just, that they don't have all the things. And that's what we're hoping to do. So I want to, when I ask you like how you check a map, it's with that thought in mind.
No, sure.
That
sure.
he probably doesn't know how to do that.
Right.
You know, or why it's important to do that or when you should do that. Don't do it in a team fight. You know, don't check the mini map. Take your finger off the screen to check the mini map in a team fight. Do it when you have an opportunity. I do it when I'm walking to another jungle camp or when I know I'm safe.
With Celeste, I do it all the time. Like if I'm gonna hit my ult
for your ult,
I hit the ult.
Sure.
Like I never blind hit the ult. I hit the ult and yep. then start holding on the mini map to know where I'm gonna.
And I'll tell you this: ult. You use the mini map way more than I do. Oh my goodness, way more. Because when I play with you, the things you call out and the shots you call are all based on your awareness of that mini map that I don't utilize as much as you.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah. So, but I want to get back to us breaking things down. So if it's too simple for you, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to keep those new.
Go
new,
write
new
a haiku.
And I apologize too, because like, I feel like one of the biggest hurdles when it comes to these games is knowing that like, your knowledge sometimes can be like your worst enemy.
Yeah.
When talking to those new players, like it's extremely hard to start thinking in the simplest terms of what, oh, abilities, like I have abilities, what do they do? And
sure.
You know, pressing, you know, passive items, active items, like yep. I have potions, like
potions,
like these kind of things.
People
like,
just don't have them. I mean, I know that they're in the tutorials, but I think people are skipping past them. So, you know, there are some great ways to teach some people. And like I said, I made a mistake at taking them online. I should have taken them into a bot match because it's just slower and you can take the time to explain this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going
to
do. And
if you've never had the experience of trying to explain a MOBA to a non-MOBA player, try it
goodness.
Because, wow.
Everything's happening so fast in real time. And by the time you say it, it's probably already too late.
Yep.
So it's, I mean, you went through it with me and, you know, now I'm going through it with these two guys. So But Maxo, he's nuts. He plays all the time. But he's hit that point now where I think he's starting to know too much, you know, or a little bit of information is dangerous. So where originally he was like, I buy tier three boots because I'm crazy fast and I love to run around the jungle and it was fun. Now he's realizing, oh, if I buy attack speed and this, but he's not winning as many games anymore. At least he feels like he's not. With knowledge comes great power.
It is the ultimate trial and error experience. Yeah. But there is a tipping point. Once you start understanding, oh, okay, after that first tower, after that first turret falls, it becomes a different game. Once you hit the mini mines or the gold mine, it's like now you can have control of the game. Like once you start learning and like understanding these things, it's the light bulb above your head moment where you're like, okay,
right.
I'm understanding how the nuances of how the game works.
I'll bring something else up too, and this is game awareness. And we used to talk about this a lot. We talked about level differential. And I don't know if it's that I fancy myself an experienced player and I try to put my hero in the right place at the right time, but I find myself underleveled a lot. So the last few days, I've won a lot more games than I have recently, and I really farm hard. Like I will almost, I feel a little selfish because I'm not always running to help my teammates, which I normally do, but I'm power farming and late game, we're having those come from behind wins again. And I do feel selfish about it,
mm-hmm.
but I think game awareness, bigger picture, I need to be leveled up. You know, so, that whole level 6 at 6 minutes thing.
Can I share a story with you?
Yeah.
Not much of a story, but I do remember there was one time I remember sticks on my mind where I was in the lane playing Saw and you were jungling and you were getting a little salty with me because I wasn't coming down to help you out. If they were invading you, I wasn't.
It's hard for me to believe that I wasn't salty.
I wasn't leaving my lane to go over to the side to help you out with the invade.
I was salty because you were playing Saw, let's be honest.
I was sticking in the lane because when it comes to certain roles or certain heroes like Glaive or like Saw or Ringo or whoever, like that extra minion wave, that extra jungle camp, all these things, like it makes a difference. And if you can have that advantage early, if you have the level advantage or the item advantage early on, like if I'm in the lane, if I have one completed item, you have none. I like to think that I have an advantage in certain circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, like those in those type moments.
So more game awareness. I was playing as Glaive. I had a Saur on my team. I had tier three boots. He did not. We're marching down the lane. What I would do is I would start every lane minion, but I would not kill a single one.
Right.
And I let him chain them. We were going for their third turret, but I had to stop and wait because he was so slow. But you know what? I need him there for the team fight.
Sure.
So now when I punted the person back and he's suppressing fires them, they're dead because he's fully spun up as we get there. But I can't just charge ahead and get down to that turret because then I'm going to die.
Right.
So I had to go slow and it was frustrating for me, but that's knowing the game and knowing Saw and that he needs to move slower than me.
Exactly.
So things like that, game awareness is all awesome.
I have one that I feel is always, always, always never thought about. Energy.
Oh, you do this a lot. Yeah, you always call it out, and I never look at it.
If they, doesn't matter if they're a level or two ahead of you, doesn't matter if they have more, maybe it does, with more complete items than you or whatever. If they don't have energy and your team has health and energy, jump right in. Yeah. Like you want to start that fight.
Yep.
Unless it's people like Krull or an AD carry in the lane that have the ability to just do auto attacks and they don't need to use abilities.
Right.
You have the advantage. Yeah. Does that make sense?
A taco with no energy, a scarf with no energy.
Free low.
Yeah, they're in trouble. So that's a great tip. Also, awareness of the alts. Like, I'm in the bush waiting for a gank, and I see the enemy team use two of their three alts. I'm in. I mean, we got all three of ours. They've already burned two, and we survived through them. Like,
you have nine abilities. They have, what, five or six?
Catherine just used her stun. Okay. Like, it's game on. Like, if you can wait, if you can endure through some of those bigger abilities, you know, you can be in good position.
Learning
in a
this,
team fight.
I feel like in this, you know, we're going to tie everything back to everything else here.
You going to a haiku?
No, but okay. But I am going to like Discord and communication, like, because like learning the game awareness and learning those nuances helps out so much when you're talking with someone. If one of your teammates, if Chuck and I are playing, and I see that Arden just uses alt, I'll call it out.
Yeah.
Like yep. Arden no alt.
Sure.
Just to say like, you know.
Yep.
Like,
Ringo just uses alt.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's and good those to things, know that stuff.
And that knowledge creates power. Like you now know that if you start that team fight, they don't have those ults.
Correct.
Exactly what you're saying.
That's a big deal. Yeah. All right.
There are so many pieces and we're covering a few. We're really just covering whatever comes to mind here, but.
Yeah, we're kind of glossing over a lot, I'm sure. But game awareness comes up a lot. So, you know, try to pay attention to what's going on around you. And I think you'll be a better player for it.
Absolutely.
So I think that's an episode.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm liking where we ended that.
Where can they find us?
They can find us at The Fold Podcast. They can find us at The Fold
Podcast. That's on Twitter.
Yep. They can find us at TheFoldPodcast.com.
Correct.
You can check us out on iTunes. Please leave us a rating and review. We always love that.
We got a bunch of ratings and reviews.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So that's great. We'd love to get some more.
We're on Band. We're on Discord.
Awesome conversation going on in the band. I created some new rooms, chat rooms on the band. So
you can do that?
Yeah. So I have, we have we have the Fold chat, which is just kind of a generic chat. Then we have Empty and Sad, which where you can go to find a friend to play with.
Sure. Oh, that's cute.
And then we have the Couch, where you can sit down and tell us about games that you've played recently. Because the one chat room was getting just flooded with all different things.
Okay.
So you want to post a game shot, a screen capture, talk about your builds, talk about your game, sit on the couch, have a chat with us.
Chuck doesn't tell me these things.
If you're looking for a friend, you jump into Empty and Sad. So I did it like 5 days ago. I thought you would have noticed. Now you've been busy. You had a big, big life-changing event. So
I just moved.
You have a lot going on.
Whatever.
Yeah. So, but I did add those. I meant to tell you. So, a lot of activity on the band. Jump on the band. Join the band.
Perfect. No, you know what it was? So, I've turned band notifications off for now.
Oh, okay.
I did not realize that there's a do not disturb button when you play because I was getting bombarded with messages from band while I was playing games of Vainglory and it slowed down my games.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, I got to turn these off.
Right.
But I think turning do not disturb on actually
just turns off everything. Doesn't it? iOS wide.
If you're out of an app, you'll get the notifications.
Right.
But if you're in an app,
you won't.
Is that what it does?
I think so.
Okay. I'm not sure how many people actually know that, it's another trademark full tip.
I didn't go to space camp, so I don't know the ins and outs of the operating system. All right. You want to win a Catherine statue?
Statuette.
Do you?
I do. Well, okay. I don't, but I'm sure you do.
I'd love to. So how would I do that? If I wanted to.
First of all, you got to follow The Fold Podcast on Twitter.
Easy. I do that already. Yep. What else do I have to do?
Make a haiku. Something about Vainglory and/or about The Fold Podcast.
Correct. Funny, serious, doesn't matter.
Whatever you want.
Tom Brady, you could write one about him.
Sure. I'm sure there'll be more than one.
Okay.
Haiku, 3 lines, 575 in terms of syllables.
Yep.
And then somewhere in the post, put hashtag Fold Haiku.
Fold Haiku. Hashtag Fold Haiku.
FOLDHAIKU.
And when is this contest running till?
Running until September 3rd.
Correct. Get your entries in. I think that's it, dude. That's an episode.
I like it.
All right. Wrap it up. I'm Chuck.
I'm Justin.
And this is
The Fold.